Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Yes, welcome to Sports Day on your Thursday night. It's Paul Hosleby and Carl Langdon as always. Let's get straight into the news headlines because there was a big one today for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand. And Carl was all about David Teague. He was sacked from Carlton. Now, this was the message. The team is under-delivered in its ability to consistently defend, win the contest and apply pressure. You needed basically a process to go through that took 10 weeks to get to that. I could have told them that after round 10, but essentially too much focus on attack to the detriment of the defence that was. Teague's now gone. Dale Amos leaves, Brent Stanton leaves, and John Barker left earlier in the year. Brad Lloyd, Kane Little, they survive, they get through. Now, before Teague, it was Brendan Bolton who was actually sacked because he was too defensive. Now, obviously, Teague's been sacked because he's too offensive, but I didn't like their wording today either. When they look at their new coach, it was about with a search for the best, most experienced coach begins. That's past tense. It should have been the search for our next premiership coach starts, regardless of whether they're experienced or they're the best. You want one that's going to take this group forward. And then you hear that the players made a late plea for David Teague to start. And then you hear there's a rebel board going for a board spill. So it's a mess. There was an announcement, but it didn't improve things at Carlton, Carl.
Yeah, well, I think Ross Lyon is the bloke that's going to be announced. I reckon you could probably read that into what he said today. And that's Luke Sayers I'm talking about, who was the man that did most of the talking today. Hey, the teams are in, Hayes. We have a lot more coming your way shortly. But Orazio Fantasia returns for Port Adelaide. Mitch Georgiardi sadly has to go out injured. Mitch Duncan comes back. Sean Higgins is the medi-sub, so he's gone out, which is probably signalling nearing the end for him. Chad Warner returns for Sydney, as does James Bell. Braden Campbell, Callum Mills are the players that go out. Reed Mumford and Green, that's Tom Green back for the Giants. Kennedy Briggs, Brun and O'Halloran go out there. For Melbourne, no change. Brisbane, Harris Andrews and Mitch Robinson return. Out goes Callum Archie and Ryan Lester, who sadly is injured. And at the Western Bulldogs, it is squads only. Anthony Scott, Riley West and Ryan Gardner come into the squad. And at Essendon, Andrew Phillips, Jai Cordwell and Martin Gleeson.
Get round your confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today. Sam Menegola, next from the Cats.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
The Geelong Football Club have confirmed that Mitch Duncan will play. Great to have his teammate, Sam Menegola, who is in lockdown tonight. Welcome, Sammy. How are you, buddy? You going all right?
Good, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Going all right. Unfortunately, probably a little bit more used to being locked down than we would like, but going well.
Sammy, what are you allowed to do in this scenario? Because the South Australian requirements are a little bit different to ours, where you are restricted a little bit more than normal.
We've got some of the guys at a hotel in Geelong, the guys that didn't have home setups that were sort of going to work with it. I'm at home, but no one within the house can leave, obviously. No one obviously can come in. Just quarantining for 60 hours. We'll get on the plane, I think, at this stage tomorrow. So, it's pretty much just no one comes in or comes out of your house.
And what about after the game? What have you been told, Sam? Are you flying back home straight away?
No, it looks like we'll fly to Perth at this stage. I think like everything COVID-related, there's always that element that, plans might change, but at this stage we'll head straight to Perth, I think.
I thought Perth was home for you.
It is home for me. I've probably got two homes, I guess.
There you go.
It's definitely still home. It probably doesn't really feel like it when you're in quarantine and not allowed out and those sort of things. It feels a bit weird, the last trip we had. It's a funny feeling when you're there and you know you're not allowed out and that you're going to be heading back to Victoria. But as I said before, it's just a sign of the times and, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you do. And we thank all of the AFL players, coaches, umpires for doing what they've done. The sacrifice has been tremendous. I mean, particularly when you consider the boys from Sydney and GWS who are going to, continue to roll on through this final series. Mitch Duncan, another WA boy. I know he's been over on the East Coast for a long time now, a little bit like yourself. He's been there a bit longer, but nice to have him back. How's he been during his time out of the team?
He's been really good. He's a part of our leadership group, so he's been really sort of proactive with staying involved with the team and trying to help out where he can. And I think he's really excited to be back, and we're excited to have him back. He's super important, very high caliber player. So you're always excited to welcome those sort of guys back.
He didn't have anything to do with the second half, did he, last week, mate? Just to get his spot back. What happened?
No, we probably could have done with him. No, look, we sort of probably played three really good quarters, and then clearly that last one was really poor. So I think it a bit of a reminder that you don't have to be off by much. I think just about every player at every club will have said this at some point over the last couple of years, because the comps got so tight that you just don't have to be off by much for teams to really get a hold of the game. And a reminder we would have preferred not to have, but one that we'll definitely learn from.
And a reminder to keep your best players on the ground. Sometimes in modern day footy, it is hard, isn't it, for players to get back on. If the ball is on the other side and there's no opportunity for those players to come off, it means that guys like Dangerfield and Selwood couldn't get back on.
Yeah, it's, I suppose with the interchange cap as well, sometimes you can end up, you know, a little bit ahead of that. I'm, you know, not exactly sure whether that's why those guys were off on the weekend, but yeah, it's tricky. You've got to try and find the right time in play. Once the right guys have had the right rest, and obviously with the cap, that's another thing for the guys on the bench to manage. So it's getting trickier and trickier. But it's just one of those things you have to do your best to manage as well as you can.
Sam Menegola will stay with us after this break.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We continue our chat with Sam Menegola, the Geelong Cats star. And Sam, it's a massive game on the weekend. We know the ramifications. But for Tom Hawkins too, game number 300. What a player. He's still playing so well. We'll be in the All-Australian team. And for mine, he could keep going for another two seasons. He just doesn't age.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's got plenty left in him. Which, yeah, is great for us as players at the club, because we love having him around. He's an amazing person. He's an amazing teammate. So it's great that he sort of gets the recognition that he deserves through this milestone. But, yeah, we're hoping that he's got a few years in him yet, because what he gives on-field and off-field is super important to our footy club. So, yeah, it's an amazing achievement, and it's great that people like that get their recognition with these milestones.
I spent a bit of time recently with one of your ex-teammates, Harry Taylor, and he was telling me about Geelong and the different training. He said you'd never like to train before 10 a.m, that sleep's so important, that you don't train overly hard, and you've been at a few clubs. What have you noticed about your club, Geelong, in the way that you do train? Because they seem to have a lot of players that go over that 30 years of age and play forever and a day.
Yeah, I mean, I think the later start makes sense for mine. I think we've got some guys who definitely make the most of that. Never been, probably being a bike rider, I was used to getting up early, and then once our little man Otis came along, sleeping's probably not really an option anyway. So, but yeah, I think it's a good schedule that we've got, which gives you some time to get some balance, and that sort of definitely contributes to the career longevity. And we've got S&C guys who I think they're just really diligent. They just manage you really well through those periods of the season where you are a bit more fatigued, or you're a bit sore, or you're carrying something. So, I mean, yeah, in terms of pre-season and training standards, I don't think training at any AFL club's easy. So certainly wouldn't say that the training sort of easier than any of the other clubs that I've been at. But, yeah, it's certainly a schedule and a program that I reckon players really enjoy.
So it should be pretty consistent, because most of you are all old blokes, let's face it. You'll be 30 next year. And just looking at that, Sammy, because Hayes and I often talk about Narkle. I mean, what's he do wrong? He plays well every time we see him play, and then he gets put out of the side because you've got a Mitch Duncan coming back in, Dangerfield coming back in, Menegola maybe coming back in. You've got Sam Simpson, Brad Close. This is last week's team. Brandon Parfitt and Grian Myers, who are 23, and Grian's 22. Jack Henry's 22. Maxie Holmes is 18. And that's it. All the rest is really older, experienced campaigners. It's been around a fair while.
Yeah, I mean, we've got good experience on our list. I think the trend with AFL footy, I wouldn't be surprised if that 30 cutoff mark maybe extends out a little bit, especially with the way the S&C is now. But we've got some really good young guys who probably haven't had the exposure at AFL level that I think, yeah, in time we'll be able to really deliver it at the level. Certainly good enough players. So it's a club that's always done a really good job of blooding new kids and developing them really quickly. So, yeah, I think we've got certainly some bright lights on our list that I'd say in the sort of next year or two or three, they'll get their chances at different stages as they earn them.
Sam Menegola there, big game coming up against Port Adelaide. Cam Shepherd, he'll join us next, the recently announced retired coach of the Peel Thunder Football Club.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
We're talking with Craig Gemmell, here to tell us about the wonderful Sunset Beach Lifestyle Village. Hello, Craig.
G'day, gents. We've partnered up with Fleetwood Building Solutions to showcase this unique, affordable investment opportunity for over 55.
Looking at the website, Craig, sunsetbeachvillage.com.au. Gee, it certainly looks like a dream spot.
It's fabulous, and Sunset Beach offers residents the opportunity for an affordable, secure and quality lifestyle in the stunning Geraldton district. It's under 500 metres from the ocean.
Are there certain leases or fees involved?
Like all these villages, there is a ground lease fee, which is comparable to what you'd pay in rates. And this fee covers all your on-site management, security, use of all the facilities and more. And all the properties are priced affordably. There's a range of pre-costed turnkey designs and lot locations, and truly make it your own, gents.
Ooh, sounds like a great investment.
It's ideal for anyone downsizing, relocating or needing a central base for FIFO work. It's your own tranquil oasis in Geraldton. Don't miss out.
Inquire today at sunsetbeachvillage.com.au.
Let's get into our waffle update for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range, which has landed, and we're joined by Cam Shepherd, the Peel Thunder coach. And Cam, you've done a really good job down there at Peel Thunder. How'd you feel? A joint decision with you, the Fremantle Dockers and Peel Thunder. It must have been tough because you've been there for 9 years.
I think I understand. Look, I think the thing there is that you become a bit like the furniture. 9 years is a long time. I live up in Perth and it's a bit of a drive down there and back. But we've had, now that the decision's been made, I feel really comfortable with it and leave in great terms. And had some great, the two premierships really stand out. But Peel, hopefully, has gone from being, a bit of a basket case to a club that's respected a bit. And hopefully I've had a bit to do with that.
You certainly have. We spoke about that the other night. But how difficult is it when you talk about coaching? It's hard enough by itself. But when you're coaching your own group of players and then you get told basically what to do and you've got to be the mediator between the two clubs, can you give us some insight into how difficult it has been at certain times?
Oh, look, it's been really, it's been really challenging. And I quite enjoyed the challenge and the consistency of managing people and managing expectations from two clubs. At times, I'll tell you, it was and has been very frustrating. And sometimes bash your head against a brick wall trying to please both, and you can't. So we just try to get little wins here and there, fight battles that you think you can win rather than a battle every day. Otherwise, you quite clearly would go mad.
We've seen, without the influence of the Fremantle players coming back to play for Peel, though, that it has been difficult towards the back end of this season, given the restrictions that have been placed upon the AFL clubs. How important is that alignment, you think, with Fremantle going forward?
Well, I personally have always said that it's critical for Peel. To actually stand alone would take a 4 to 5 year plan, I reckon, to be able to recruit enough quality players to back up the young ones that we have at Peel. So, clearly this year's last year we didn't have any Fremantle players and we lost every game and had a percentage of around 50. This year when we had Fremantle and we had pretty shallow numbers of Fremantle players, we were, had a percentage of 103, won four games, lost four close ones. And when we only had Reece Conker, lost two games and our percentage was 30. It's a pretty clear conversation in my eyes that, the alignment needs to work and work well and both clubs need to give a bit to make sure it works.
Does the fire still burn for you as a coach in trying to chase another premiership or two?
Well, I really enjoyed last week when we came a long way back and beat West Coast and was able to you know, flick the magnets around a little bit more than I'm usually allowed. So I really enjoyed that. I love footy, whether it be coaching or whether it be in some other role in football. It's a bit of a passion and has remained a passion for some time, but I'm not defined by it. It's a matter of, is the right position available and is it the right thing for each party, be it myself or a footy club.
Cam Shepherd there for the all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range, available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858. And David Short joins us. Welcome, Shorty.
Thanks very much, Carl Hayes. Nice to be with you, fellas.
Now, let's have a look at the all-important AFL finals, how the market's shaping up.
Yeah, intriguing matchups, aren't they, boys? Really looking forward to all four of these finals. Kicking off with Port Adelaide Geelong on Friday night. Port heading in $1.70 favourites with the Cats at $2.15. On Saturday, it's Sydney at $1.64, GWS $2.25. Melbourne are the $1.70 favourites for their clash with Brisbane at $2.15. And on Sunday, the Western Bulldogs at $1.55 up against Essendon $2.45.
Shorty, let's take a look at the Brownlow and the Premiership markets. It's all done for the Brownlow. What's the market telling us right there and who is the punters liking when it comes to the Premiership?
All right, so we'll kick off with the Brownlow market, and Ollie Wines has been the big mover over the last month. He's come home with a wet sale and he's now the $2.75 favourite. The Bont was in as short as $2.25. He's now gone the other way. His last three games weren't ideal. You wouldn't have thought he'd be polling too heavily there. So he's now out to $3.70. Clayton Oliver's also trimmed right up. He's now on the third line at $4. Jack Steele at $9. Petrarca 13. It's 19 and upwards from there. The market to win the Premiership, we're the best price in Australia. Melbourne currently at $4. Geelong are also there at $4. Port Adelaide 5. Brisbane 5.50. Western Bulldogs at $10. Sydney 15. GWS 21. And Essendon 26. But if you want to back Melbourne, we're the people that you should be betting with, boys.
I know somebody that got Ollie Wines at $81 at the start of the year. So good luck to them. Hopefully they get home. What about the Norm Smith, mate? This is a new market. It's gone early. We normally wait till the week of, but we've already got the markets.
Indeed. So obviously there's going to be a stack of these players that'll be a lot shorter should their side make the grand final. But if you want to speculate that there's a player or you think there's a team that can get to the grand final and there's a player you like, you can get involved early. Dangerfield is our current $12 favourite, $13 for Petrarca and Oliver, $14 for Wines, $18 for Boak and Gorn, $21 for Guthrie and Lockie Neal, along with Dane Zorko and Robbie Gray. And then we're up to $26, Tommy Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron and Jared Lyons, $31 and upwards from there. So it's worth a little speck if you've got a player that you think their team will make the grandy and they'll be going home with the normie. You can avail yourself of some of the big odds that are currently available.
Now, let's have a look at the nags, mate, because it's a big race day at Caulfield. Group racing coming up, races 4, 5 and 6. And then, of course, the big group one comes up, race number 8.
Indeed. And kicking off with the Group 3 McNeil Stakes, where Artorias is our $3.10 favourite in front of General Bow at $3.50. Heresy's there as a $4 chance. We've got in race 5, the Heath over the 1,100 metres. Masked Crusader resuming from a break here and has had a very good fresh card in the past. Odds on favourite at $1.85. Oxley Road at $7.11 and upwards from there. In the Group 3 Cochrane, we get to see the return of the star mare in Probabil. She's won 10 of her 23 starts with 7 seconds. She's our $2.15 favourite. Instant Celebrity at $3.80. Then we're right out to $10. And the Group 1 of the day is a beauty. The Group 1 Memsey over the 1,400 metres. Behemoth, our $4.20 favourite, out from $3.90. Tefane at $4.40. Inspirational Girl, the West Aussie, $6.50 into 6. It's $9.50 and upwards from there, boys. A ripping Group 1. Big first four carryover for the punters there as well.
And Shorty, locally, we've got 9 races on the card out there at Belmont. Race number 8 is the listed Idyllic Prince Stakes.
And the punters have sold into one here. Too Close to the Sun opened at $4, now into $3.30. Co-favourite with Samizdat, who's been a touch easy, $3.20 to $3.30. Tell them we're coming, $4.20 out to $4.60. Last year's Perth Cup winner, Nuke Bosk, 11 out to $12, $15 and upwards from there.
Gee, I tell you what, if there's any sting out of the ground, I liked Samizdat's run last start, Shorty. Good on you, mate. How do we get on?
You can drop into any Tab agency statewide. Log on to tabtouch.com.au or call 1323 68. If you are going to have a punt, please do it responsibly. All the best, fellas.
Good on you, David Short there with Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, bet at your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help on 1800 858 858.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
And we finish off with some more news. Taylor Walker fronted the media for the first time. He's unsure whether he will play again. Mending bridges is his priority. At Adelaide Oval, they have increased their capacity to 20,000, up from 15,000. The AFLW season will commence January 6th, so that was due to start in December. It's been pushed back in the Bledisloe Cup. That has been pushed back too, locked in for Sunday, 5th of September. Good work, Carl. We'll do it all again next week.